Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys in the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
Danny, if Tanya cheated on you, would you still marry her?
Definitely not.
But what if she didn't cheat all the way?
I don't know. What do you mean? Like, someone put just the tip in? Someone put in just the tip?
What if she just kissed a guy? But he kissed her.
That's what I was going to say. If he kissed her and she just didn't exactly stop all the way, yeah, I could maybe still marry her.
Because, like, here's the thing. Let's just say hypothetically that she loves you.
Right.
For the sake of argument.
Okay.
And let's say that she's just hammer drunk.
Right. See, that's what I was going to say. Like, something like that. I would be pissed at her for putting herself
I'm not finished.
Okay.
And this kid, she's at this high school party, and this kid, he's got his Letterman's jacket on.
Sure.
And he just sort of swaggers up to her. And he slipped her a Mickey also. Oh. She's not just drunk. She's Mickey'd. And he kisses her, and she starts to think, damn, this guy's a good kisser. But she still loves you.
Right.
But she's like, I wish I could stop him, but I'm like kind of paralyzed because I've had a Mickey slipped into me.
And because of how good a kisser he
is. But she realizes that she's sort of moistening and that she kind of likes the feel of his warm tongue probing her mouth. And
well,
she admits that to you later.
She's only human.
Yeah, she's only human.
I don't know. I probably could forgive her, but here's where I would be pissed is I would say, well, why do you put yourself in a situation where something like that could happen? That's what I get mad is that I feel like if people put themselves in situations where bad things can happen too often,
they're
almost
wanting something
asking
bad
something
to happen.
Bad to happen. But, and I don't necessarily think that's true of Tanya, but I do think she likes to go out a lot, and I don't understand it because to me, the reason to go out is in a way to meet girls, you know what I mean? Whenever I go out, it's hard to not look at girls.
Are you saying you think Tanya's a lesbian?
No, I'm saying if you put yourself in a situation too many times where something bad could happen, you might be looking for that bad thing to happen, whether or not it's consciously or subconsciously.
What if she wasn't drunk and it wasn't a boy, it was a girl, it was a cheerleader?
I don't know. I mean, that would still be weird. Is this an honest question? Am I trying to be funny or no? I guess I can't be funny according to you. So, no, I don't think I would.
I don't sweat being funny.
I don't think there's a right or wrong answer. I think it would depend on the circumstances, depend on her explanation for why it happened,
She just wanted to do it.
That's her answer. But I mean, I wouldn't accept that at face value. I always ask, you can't just say, I just wanted to. There are motivations for everything you do. Right?
Well, what difference does it make? She did it deliberately is all I'm saying.
Because the motivations are the biggest thing. That's what matters.
Well, she was just thought it would
if
be
If her
hot.
Motivations were purely, like, animalistic, sexually driven.
Hell yeah.
motivations.
That's
then,
what it is.
Then I don't think I would be as mad at her as if.
Well, she doesn't want to have a relationship with this girl.
Right. But you know what I mean, though? Because sometimes girls do things where they're trying to sabotage. It's more like a revenge thing towards me. Like, and if it's something like that, then I would be mad at her for not just recognizing it and talking to me about it.
She just wanted to feel her soft, warm tongue in her mouth.
Though I can't blame her for that, and I'm being honest about that. Like, of course, I still occasionally, Tanya's going to hear this, and I probably shouldn't say this, but I still occasionally have a sexual, you know, drive for other girls. I recognize that in the long run, it's not going to be as much of a payoff to me as it would be to have a like long lasting, solid relationship with one person. But like, of course you're still attracted to girls and you wonder like,
I'm not so sure you are.
Wonder what the difference is between one.
I'm not convinced.
Lovemaking technique and another's.
Oh God.
What about you, Ben? I've admitted that you're still attracted to other girls, right?
Yeah. It's human nature, but I mean, not so much to where you're going to pursue anything.
Right.
But let's say Sonia confided in you that last weekend she made out with her best friend.
And it's a female.
Yeah, whoever her best female friend
is. How are you going to feel about that, honestly?
It's not going to be as bad as if it was some guy, right?
Oh, for sure. It would still be weird to me, but yeah, better a girl than a guy.
Would you still marry her?
Yeah.
What if it was a guy?
Yeah.
You would still marry
her? I don't know. We'd have to discuss it. There's a lot of, there's a lot of things that would have to be discussed.
Such as?
Why wasn't I invited?
If it was a guy?
What, Ben, let me ask you something. What if Sonya had sex with another guy?
Then she's done.
Really? Yeah. What if you found out the guy had a way smaller dick than you, though? Would that help at all? Be honest. That's an honest question.
Of course it would help. But
No, because then Sonya, if I said that that didn't matter, then she's allowed to cheat on me with every guy in the world. I can't give her the green light.
But listen, I know, but let's say she's constantly
fucking elephants.
But here's the good part of that. Like, if she did, then you could always tell her that you have the right to have sex with a girl with a bigger vagina than hers.
Later, you have that card in your hand.
You can play that anytime.
Yep.
That would be nice to have in my wallet.
That's true.
Well, my only point is I definitely think that if your girl cheats on you with another girl, you give her a pass, partly because you don't feel competitive with another girl, and partly because it's super hot.
Well, yeah. To me, it's not even that it's hot. To me, it's that the motivations... Okay.
The motivation is that she just wanted to...
But she's not... Okay. I have a weird way of looking at things. It's super unromantic, but I look at everything biologically. It's true, though. Like, I think, well, she's at least doesn't think that my seed is inferior. And it's seriously, it really is what it comes down to. And it isn't out and isn't out going looking for another person to impregnate her. She just has some type of sexual, I don't know, fetish or fantasy or something, or just energy that she's trying to get out of her. And it's not.
It's like she has a sexual scratch or itch that you can't scratch.
Right, because I guess only a vagina can scratch this itch for some reason. It's in a weird place that only a vagina can get to.
It's in her cooch. But it's just deep, too deep for you.
Wait. What, is the other girl's hand smaller than mine and they can get in all the way in there?
Well, you never heard of a double-sided dildo?
All right.
But do you think that Tanya's ever been curious about being with another woman, but because Danny's such a feminine guy, like, she's turned off to it now?
Well, she'd probably like to be with a pretty woman.
She wants to be with Julia Roberts.
I honestly know that I don't have a woman in my life who cares about me. But if I did, if by some miracle some woman cared about me, then I wouldn't mind if she got it on with another girl. I wouldn't care at all.
Would you be freaked out if your mom was a lesbian? If she turned into a lesbian?
Yeah.
Would you try to like talk her out of it?
I wouldn't want to talk to her about it at all.
Yeah, I was going to say, you probably wouldn't come up.
And she wouldn't bring it up either.
What if she just turned lesbian and she started coming to you for tips on how to, like, you know, satisfy a vagina?
Well, she came to the right place, but still.
I don't know if I ever told you this, Ben, but there was a time in my life where I suspected that my mom was a lesbian just because she was hanging out with weird women. As far as I was concerned, they were weird.
How long of a time frame in your life did you think that?
Probably about a year. I mean, it wasn't like a year of intense, oh, my mom is a fucking dyke and I just know it and I was looking for clues. But it was like every once in a while I'd see her hug this lady in a weird way and I'd be like, I don't know about that. This lady now, has a weird dress on.
Let's talk about some of the clues that you would probably find.
All right. Well, I wasn't looking for clues. I told you I wasn't.
I'm just saying, hypothetically, let's say your mom's a dyke.
Okay.
I was trying to think of another word.
Here was my first clue, was that there were these weird women who had always had these weird smiles on their faces and were way too openly loving, and they just had this weird, almost forced energy of happiness that was coming out of them.
Your mom's a Sufi hippie.
Yeah.
So these women are ultra, like, liberal, free love.
I don't think they are liberal free love, but I didn't know the difference between Sufi and everything is weird was weird to me back then, kind of. You know what I mean?
What is Sufi?
It's just a specific religion It's a weird religion.
It's just a religion that believes that all religions are true.
Kind of.
So it's the stupidest religion ever.
No, it doesn't believe they're all true. It believes that all religions are... many wells, one source is what it believes. Like, there's only one... They're all getting water. All the wells are going and getting water. It's all the same thing. It's all love is kind of what they believe.
My religion is too many chefs, one kitchen.
It just believes that all religions are based on the one human feeling that you kind of get. That's a spiritual feeling, and they
and
just
you
have...
get that through scissoring.
But anyway, the point is that all the women wear weird. You know how like certain dresses are just weird. They're just made out of this weird material that normal
weird
that normal people wouldn't wear. They're almost like muumuus, but they're like a
little
bit eccentric.
It's like the dresses that they used to sell like at the underground.
Yeah, it's like they're kind of almost eccentric muumuus.
So she kind of dresses like a fortune teller.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of like a gypsy fortune teller.
It's the loose skirt that they can pull up in an instant if there's the scissoring emergency.
So, and they always hugged everyone, and the way that they hugged, they had this weird smile on their face that seemed forced to me. And I just suspected, like, is my mom, like, looking for love in the wrong places? I really wondered that. Like, well, she's probably lonely. But I would have never talked to her about it. You know what I mean? Like, anyway. How did we get onto this? Okay. So, yeah, Chris, if you had a woman who cared about you and she kissed another man, would you break up with her?
Yeah.
You would break up with her just for one kiss, no matter the circumstances at all.
Because... Well, I would have a hard time believing it was just one kiss.
You would think that she wanted more out of it, or that she had done more with that guy, or
what? I would think if she hadn't done more with that guy, there'd been other guys.
But I mean, it's possible that it's just one time, and that
who gives a shit?
It's
I
just
mean,
now that seed
that's
is
not
in
the
your
gamble
head,
you want to make,
and now that seed is in your head, and you're always suspicious of everything. Is that what
exactly.
you mean?
But I would tell her that I forgave her. So we could have makeup sex. And then, like, toward the end of it, I'd be like, I don't really forgive you. I just lied to get this one last time.
And then you'd choke her out.
Yeah. And then she'd be like, well, guess what? I have AIDS. And I'll be like, well, guess what? So do I.
But
I gave
them
to you in the first place.
I have a more powerful AIDS than your AIDS. Yeah.
There's no antidote for my AIDS. Except for more AIDS.
Need a job to get a car. Can I ask you guys a question about holidays since today is Easter Sunday?
Sure.
Assuming one day we all have kids, are you guys going to do the whole hiding the Easter eggs thing, saying it was from the Easter Bunny and, you know, filling the stockings and saying it was Santa Claus thing? Or are you just going to be up front with your kids right away and say, look, we're going to do these things, but I'm the one doing it?
That's a good
or do you
question.
Think it's fun for the kids?
I've thought about that.
I think
that.
It's fun for the kids. For
I think
a while.
It's fun for the kids too. And I don't think I have a choice because Tanya loves stuff like this. So I would get in a lot of trouble if I like let the cat out of the bag that
that's assuming you marry Tanya, assuming there's no reason not to.
But don't you remember being a kid and finding out that there wasn't an Easter Bunny and there wasn't a Santa Claus and thinking that your parents were like kind of assholes for doing that to
definitely
you?
Definitely not. No. I thought I was like so smart for figuring it out.
Yeah, it took a while though. Did you figure it out like 1 year and then from then on you didn't? Or was it like each year you sort of like thought, wait, there's something doesn't seem plausible about this?
Yeah, I mean, I think it took a couple years in a row for it to really add up. I mean, I think I was suspicious a couple of years, but then it just got to the point where I was like, Mike, you motherfucker, I can't believe you did that to me.
I know.
I think I caught him on accident one time. Like, I looked out the window to see if I could see, like, some Easter eggs peeking through the grass or something. I saw my dad, like, throwing eggs out there, and I was like, what a prick!
You were driving off to your high school graduation, you're like, wait a minute!
Well, like, my dad would always say, all right, now go into your room on Easter. We're going to shut all the windows. Don't look out in the backyard. And all of a sudden, my dad would be missing for, like, 20 minutes. And I'd be like, well, I just want to see the Easter Bunny doing it. And they're like, no, if you see him, he will never come back again. Like, well, he's just some asshole that if kids see him, he just gets pissed and never comes back. I just want to peek. He won't even know I'm there.
The Easter Bunny knows.
You know what my parents used to do for, like, Christmas? is that we'd spend Christmas Day with my mom and Christmas Eve with my dad. But what would happen is Christmas Eve at like around 6 or 7, we would always go out to like a fancy dinner at McDonald's or Taco Bell. And then when we'd come back, like Santa Claus came. And then I was always thinking, like, wait a minute, there's probably nobody else in the town that we're growing up in that Santa Claus came to visit. I find it hard to believe that he should be on the East Coast right now. Why would he come all the way back to California just to please my divorced parents and then go back to the East Coast? Like, this is how I was rationalizing it in my head. So there's a couple of years where I was like, God, how did he arrange that deal?
I used to think, like, well, we don't have a chimney, so how does he get in? And my mom's like, oh, he can go through the window. All right. But there's a screen on the window. Do you take that off, or do we give him a key to the door?
It's like, wouldn't it be easier just to go through every kid's window then, if he can do that?
I think she just resorted to saying, oh, he's magic.
I can't remember ever, enough. Like, how I figured it out, but it is a weird feeling. I remember thinking, like, I was smart. When I figured it out, like, I remember thinking, like, almost pitying my mom for thinking she had me, even though she managed to trick me till I was 8 or whatever and believing that there was these magic creatures. But then when I figured it out, I thought, like, oh, mom.
Well, you were 8?
I don't know how old I was. I have no idea, honestly, how old I was. I probably figured it out somewhat young, and I probably couldn't wait to ruin it for my sister.
But then it really sucks once you do find out. Like, before, when Christmas was what you thought it was,
Christ's birth.
See, it's funny that, like, when I was growing up, my parents were telling me that Santa Claus is watching me, so I better be good. And it turns out he was just fiction. And when Chris was growing up, they told him, Jesus is watching you, you better be good. And it turns out that was fiction as well.
Well, no, Jesus and Santa were both watching me from their clubhouse.
Chris was, were you a good kid, Chris?
Pretty much.
You were like, kind of follow the rules.
I guess so.
No, I'm just wondering. I didn't know you.
No, I used to smoke. I used to ride around on my big wheels with a cigarette hanging out of my mouth.
Hey, you knew Ben. I mean, you knew Chris as a kid, didn't you, Ben?
Yeah, I've known Chris since I was like 5.
What was he like?
I've known Chris for about 23 years.
That's amazing. What was Chris like as a little kid?
He's like a fucking geek.
Really? Was he a dork? What was he like?
No, I don't remember. He was just real quiet. I mean, he was just like a normal kid.
You never thought he would grow up to be
such a fucking pussy. Well, when I knew him in like junior high, I didn't think that he was going to be into like gigantic titties and anal sex.
But I was.
Yeah.
Not anal sex, but
gigantic titties you're a fan of.
Definitely.
I'll be Danny Jim Duggan.
Ben, what's your new last name?
I'll be Ben Short Round.
I don't know who that is.
That was the little Asian kid from
every 80s movie.
Indiana Jones?
Indiana Jones.
Okay. And,
the one who put the phone books to his feet and goes, Dr. Jones, Dr. Jones.
And okay. I'll be Chris Cosby.
But you're not black. And he's too big a celebrity. I thought we were being D-list celebrities.
Okay.
I do like the name Danny Jim Duggan. That's a good name for my
Danny
kid.
Danny Jim Duggan. That is cool.
He can be Chris DiBiase.
Then we're just all wrestlers.
Was it Duggan or Dugan?
I don't know. I always called him Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
I always called him
Jim Duggan also.
Maybe I was just retarded.
No, I'll tell you who was just retarded was Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
I know. He was one of my favorites because he was crazy.
I don't know why I liked him. I just think he was... I guess you just root for the retard. That was his slogan, root for the retard.
Who was your least favorite wrestler of our era, WWF? Oh, who did you hate the most?
Papa Shango.
I didn't hate him. I was scared of him.
Wait, well, that's why I hated him, because I was scared of him.
But you didn't really hate him. He was like he was like this black guy who, like, all the lights went out when he came. I was seriously afraid of Papa Shango.
I'll tell you one thing. There's two things that scared the shit out of me when I was a little kid, and it was Papa Shango and Robert Stack from Unsolved Mysteries.
That fucking show. I mean, we were too old to be scared by it, but I was still scared.
The music
alone. Seriously,
right now, if I were to listen to that, like on YouTube when I went to bed, I guarantee I'd have nightmares. It still brings up, like, it triggers this like reaction from me being a kid and scared.
But you know, I was watching the show. I would watch the show even when I was older. I think, you know, this isn't anything scary. This is like Lost Loves or something.
Hey,
but it's like,
know,
I was scared to death of these Lost Loves.
Did you know that if you watch the intro on YouTube, what the hell's the guy's name?
Matthew McConaughey
is in the intro to that show.
Well, I IMDb'd him, and that's his first acting credit. That was his breakthrough gig.
Really?
And he had his shirt off through the whole episode.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he did. He played the guy who got shot like 9 times, and he still kept going after the guy.
Did you watch that episode? I only have seen him in the intro. I recognized him in the intro.
No, I remember seeing that episode. It was about a like a guy who, there was like some guy that's picking on a kid or something, and so he goes out there like break it up. And he got shot with a shotgun like 8 times, and he was still like running after the guy's truck, even though he had all these bullet holes in him, and he eventually collapsed and died.
Wait, Matthew McConaughey died?
Killer. Yeah.
Did he do it? I would love to see that acting. We could probably look it up somewhere.
Anyway, the wrestler that I hated.
Yeah, who was it?
I hated the Honky Tonk Man.
Yeah, we talked about this.
Fuck, I hated the Honky Tonk Man. Oh, I don't know why, but when he would come out, I would just get this burning passion of hatred.
I didn't hate the Honky Tonk Man. I hated Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man, because he was so fucking smug.
I didn't like
but
him either.
But I do remember thinking, well, why wouldn't you? I would lose to him on purpose because you get $100. Because he would put $100 in your mouth after he put you. And I honestly remember thinking, well, that's awesome. Like, why wouldn't you want that? That's $100. It seemed like $100 you could pretty much retire when you were a kid.
It's great that you could look at those things back then and you didn't realize how obvious they were the bad guys. You just thought, man, that guy's an asshole. What?
I do remember. I'll tell you this. I might have talked about this before, but I remember when The Undertaker first came out. I was so fucking afraid of The Undertaker. I mean, I was seriously. And Papa Shango. Is it Papa Shango or Papa Shango? Because I always called him Papa Shango.
I don't know.
Anyway,
I always called him Papa Shango, but
that could just be your thick Asian accent. But anyway,
my Oriental accent.
Yeah, so The Undertaker, they had this one where The Undertaker somehow like used the urn. First of all, The Undertaker wasn't the scariest thing. It was his, what was the guy's name? You know, that old guy that always followed him around.
Oh, Paul Bearer.
Yeah, Paul Bearer.
Well, so, I didn't get how clever it was. When I got older and went to a funeral, I go, oh, fuck. That's where they got it.
But that guy was freaky looking. And he used that weird little urn thing that, I don't know how it happened, but he knocked out the Ultimate Warrior. And he put him in one of his caskets. And he locked it up. And I remember the announcers were going nuts. They're like, he can't breathe in there. He can't have that much air. Someone's got to let him out of there. And I remember watching this on TV being freaked out, thinking like, why doesn't someone call the cops? This is on TV. This is murder. Like, how is he getting away with this? There must be cops somewhere around there. I couldn't believe he was getting away with murder right there on TV.
I remember wondering why everything happened inside the ring. Like, Macho Man Randy Savage gets married inside the ring. Hulk Hogan renegotiates his contract on a card table inside the ring.
You know what's weird is that I had no problem with that as a kid. It made sense to me. Seemed as good a place as any to renegotiate a contract.
But also, anytime something that's not a scheduled fight happens inside the ring, there's always a chair involved. Somebody gets a chair thrown at him. So anyway, the reason we started talking about this is we decided we're going to adopt famous last names to try to give us some street cred.
Yeah,
I feel like if we
have famous last names on iTunes, people will just look us up because they think they'll have us confused for a famous person.
I guess my name will be, if yours is Danny Jim Duke, and I'll be Chris Illion Dollar Man.
What was it? So you were assuming his first name was Ted DiBiase, the and then his last name was Illion Dollar Man.
I can be the Million. No one will believe that.
So Illion Dollar Man.
Yeah. Illion Dollar Man.
Illion. So Chris, middle name Illion, last name Dollar Man. People will think you're Jewish.
Chris Ilion Dolliver.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, I like this idea. I think it'll, but I don't think we'll get, well, I think we have to go higher than D-list celebrities. I think we got to go higher.
Well, I thought we were at A-list.
Well, I don't, you want to go A-list? Because I don't think Hacksaw Jim Duggan is still an A-list celebrity. I mean, in my mind, yeah, but who would get us some listeners?
I'll be Ben J. Fox.
That's good.
How about Chris Gallagher?
I'll be Dan Knotts. All right. Hey, you guys want to beat this horse some more?
I'll be Ben Bono.
That's good. I like that.
Why don't you be Ben Matlock?
Who else is famous?
I will be Chris Webster. Was that his last name?
Are you talking about the dictionary or the short black kid?
The short black kid.
Yeah, I think that was his last name. First name was.
You should be Chris Shumway.
That's an Alf joke, Chris.
I thought it was.
So if you didn't get it, you thought it must have been an Alf joke?
I was
going
to assume it was Alf, yeah. Until I heard otherwise.
Did we tell you Chris's idea for a last name? Well, it wasn't Chris's idea. Chris had a couple different ideas for a last name, but these weren't for to be famous. These were just for like a different last name. But one of them was...
Well, I want to be anonymous and have a cool stage name at the same time.
Yeah. I think... Did we tell you these, Ben, already?
I don't think so.
One of them was first name Chris, last name Thazrizen.
That is not in any way funny.
That is hilarious. Christ has risen. How is that not funny?
It has to be a real name also. You can't just put like six words after
Thazrizen sounds like a possible last name. How does that, Ben, if you met someone whose last name was Thazrizen, it's a lot more believable than Roethlisberger. I think.
Yeah, I would believe it.
Thazrizen, why wouldn't you believe that?
And also Thaz, that isn't Christ Taz.
But
Thaz.
When you spell it out and smash it all together, you should see the look Chris is giving me. It looks like he fucking hates me right now.
Doesn't
it's
just
not
look
that
like
bad
it.
A joke. I mean, it is that bad a joke, but it's not.
I like Chris Bronson.
Chris Bronson, that's a good
one. That's a strong last name.
Oh, what was the other one you had?
Chris Tall.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Tall. See, that's funny. That makes sense.
So does Christ Thaz. I mean, Chris Thazrizen. But it's you have to spell it out for it to make sense. If you learn to read, this will make sense.
What about Chris Thaz a jelly donut for breakfast every day?
So that would be Christ has a jelly donut.
Exactly. According to you, that's just as
But
acceptable.
You wouldn't believe that Chris Thaz a jelly donut for breakfast every day is a fucking last name. But Chris Thazrizen is possible. I've heard a lot weirder last names than Thazrizen.
All right. I just don't think it's funny. Can we just settle on that?
Okay. I don't. It doesn't necessarily have to be hilarious, but I think it's kind of funny because...
Well, you're wrong.
Actually, it wasn't even my joke to begin with. I think it was musical director Jamie's joke in the
Well,
the beginning.
You're selling it like it's yours.
Because when he said it, I guffawed.
Archive. title from you.
Oh, yeah, this, I don't think it was too long after September 11th, and I used to work in the deli and make sandwiches for people for a living, so if you ever feel like you hate your life, go make sandwiches and see how bad you really hate your life. There's nothing more degrading than making a fucking sandwich for another male. Seriously, like, that's no joke. When a 40-year-old man comes up and wants a sandwich. Yeah, like, you'll never feel like a bigger bitch. Like, forget slavery. Like, they had it easy. Can you imagine having a grown-ass man look you in the eye and say, I want more mayonnaise than that? Like, that's the fucking worst. I hate that shit. I'm like, shackle me up. I'll sing. I'll dig ditches. Fuck that. I'm tired of making sandwiches. Anyway, so I'm making sandwiches for a living.
Oh, God.
For a very modest pay. And it was after September 11th, and people were talking about, that was, remember when they were talking about there might be a draft?
Yeah.
Like, for the first time in a long time, like, oh, there might be a draft and all this stuff. And so this guy, these two customers are actually talking about it. And this other guy goes to me making the sandwich. He goes, oh, aren't you worried about that? You're at, like, perfect draft age. And I said, well, I'm not too worried about it. Or I said, no, you know, that would suck because Canada's pretty cold this time of year. And he got so pissed off and thought it was like the most unpatriotic thing ever. And it's like, well, I don't agree with the war. So I don't want to go over there and die and be forced to go over there and die. Yeah. Like, fuck that. I'll become Canadian, eh?
Pretty awesome, I think. I think I would have loved to live in the Wild Wild West. I really do. I'm not, this isn't like bitter joke. I just think, man, that would have been so fun. Like, just discovering shit all the time. Like, going, you know what I mean? Like, you didn't, when there were still places that no one had really been to, that you could just go and.
Or at least no white faces that mattered. No faces that mattered have ever
been. But you know,
when you go
hiking or camping in the woods, you get that sort of feeling like you're kind of discovering something, but you know people have been there before. Can you imagine how awesome it would be really thinking you might be the first ones here in this place? I just, it seems so awesome. And if you go somewhere, you can just set up and live there too.
But with all the modern day toiletries that we have nowadays, like, and those can't really combat your funk. I couldn't imagine what you'd be like during the Wild West.
But at least everyone else would have been closer to my, they would have been right closer
you,
to
you
my.
Well, you would have been up a notch, though.
The ratio of how bad you were compared to everybody else would still be just as bad.
No, exactly. I don't think it would. I think I'm just closer to the max of what humans can possibly get to, and everyone else would be closer to that.
But, you know,
people would think that you had the plague.
I would set my cabin up by a river, and then I would just hold my ass toward the downstream.
When you shit?
To clean it out, yeah.
All right. Why would you tell us that?
Well, you just talk about ass wiping practices, and I'm just telling you.
When was toilet paper invented?
What's what? Toilet? Like what you read on the toilet? What are you talking about?
Stop toilet pretending paper? You can read.
No, seriously, that's a legitimate question. When was toilet paper invented?
I don't know. Probably the 16, 17. No, it had to be a long time ago. Someone thought of that a long time ago. You have shit in your ass.
Probably the Egyptians. They thought of everything.
Yeah. But they used to. They would give you a Jewish person to wipe your ass.
You would wipe your ass on a mummy.
That's why they started the mummy thing. You started out with toilet paper wrapped around you, and by the end of your life, you ran out. That's what mummies were. It was like a reverse mummy. You were unmummifying yourself with every shit you took.
We should do a world history podcast.
That's true.
You guys think we should start like a side podcast that's devoted to one subject?
No, but
week?
I do think that we should just come in with a subject and decide to just teach people about that.
But our subject usually is like the way pussies smell or pubes and...
I think I like the idea that each week we come with a new subject and we educate the world on that subject. We all do a little bit of research and we make up the rest.
I think every week we should have a wacky phrase that the listeners don't know about. and one of us has to work it in. So Chris will go first, and his phrase is chicken chimichanga.
I think our podcast should be like an audio version of Ripley's Believe It or Not.
How would that work?
We just list things that might or might not be facts.
Good. It could be like Dave Letterman's fun facts.
Like, did you know that President Obama's favorite food is chicken chimichanga?
You're Believe really good at this, Chris. I like the educational podcast. Like, we can just teach people. We'll pick a subject at the beginning of each week. We'll all do some research, and then we'll sort of.
Well, let's do that next week.
Why don't we just do it right now?
Okay.
What do we want to talk about?
I thought we had to pick a subject.
But something we all know about a lot. What do we all know a lot about? The economy.
Well, you know about pleasuring men. I guess you could teach us about that.
Okay. But a lot of people think that the penis head is where it's at. It's not. I'm telling you, it's the taint. It's not really the taint. It's like you put pressure just below the balls. That's what gives a man the best release.
I got a story about taints.
You know how to creep out a podcast and kill the rhythm. And
sorry. What's your idea, Ben?
Well, I like to read every time I take a dump.
Okay.
And I don't know why that's funny. I like to
take a dump every time I read.
But sometimes I run out of my magazines to read, so every once in a while I'll pick up one of Sonia's publications, and they're geared towards women, right?
Sure.
But a lot of them will have a spot where you can write a letter in to a certain, like a nutritionist or a personal trainer or something. But this one magazine has a section where you can write to like a sex therapist. And I was reading this one the other day, and this girl wrote a letter in saying that she thought it was gross to give blowjobs. So she really wanted a good hand job technique because blowjobs were gross.
Right.
So the sex therapist
sounds like
answered.
A bitch.
Yeah, no kidding. Lesbian. So, and what guy wants a hand job anyways?
A 13-year-old me.
Yeah, well, no
I'll
kidding.
Still
but...
take, I'll still take an HJ, but I. I like variety. Go on.
Once you've had the BJ, like, can you really backpedal to the HJ?
I don't know. A good lubed up HJ is hard to beat.
I like an FJ.
So the...
It's a foot job. You guys never had a foot job?
But I just thought it was funny because she made it clear that she thought blowjobs were gross. So I was expecting the hand job technique to just be like, well, use lots of lube and talk dirty or something.
Right.
But the sex therapist's answer was to put lube all over your hand, and then as you're giving him a hand job, you're supposed to run your knuckles over his taint, and every once in a while slip a finger in his asshole.
Oh,
and I thought, how is this not more gross than a blowjob? Like, I don't want to put a dick in my mouth, but I'll knuckle fuck my boyfriend.
Why don't they hire men to write for some of these fucking magazines? Like, what do men really think? Written by some fat broad who has never been with a man in like 15 years.
Yeah. But I read that a lot in different women's magazines that women are convinced that men want girls to put fingers in their assholes.
You know what men like? Don't read this magazine. Just find the dirtiest porno you can imagine online.
Watch that. Do what she does.
Which is funny because I bet Chris has never seen a porno where a girl stuck their finger up the guy's ass.
No, I have.
Are you kidding, Ben? You didn't really think that, did you?
Well, you know, I really didn't think that, but halfway through it, I thought, yeah, he's seen that.
You know, it's so funny. It's like, it's not a magic trick. It's just basic stuff. It's not like with women where there's so many different things that
have to be going
done.
Right at the same
From
time.
What I understand, I don't know. Apparently there's a lot of things they want done.
Hey Chris, has a girl ever stuck a finger up your ass?
Oh, they've all tried.
really?
Oh yeah.
All of them?
Have they ever succeeded?
Maybe not all of them, but all the girlfriends have tried.
Have they succeeded? Has anyone snuck one past the goalie?
Oh, they've gotten about, I'd say, cuticle deep.
This one's going to be called Cuticle Deep. I can't believe it.
They get choked out for that.
Really? They've all tried?
Yeah. Haven't they tried with you?
No.
Well, I don't blame them. They come back looking like they painted just one nail. But they were really, they did a really sloppy job.
They did a really shitty job painting it.
That seems weird to me that I've never had anybody try that, but everybody has tried that with Chris.
Hell, I've tried it with Chris. I got about cuticle deep. You're about right.
Have you, I mean, they also have something about wanting to put on a strap on and butt fuck you.
Hang on. I know. I hope you're joking.
I've never let him do it. Jesus.
You no. are lying. No girl has actually said that to you.
Well, they might have been kidding. But they all talk about it like it's some...
I have never had a girl tell me that she wanted to do that.
Maybe you don't have open relationships like I have. But not, like, open butt relationships. I mean, emotionally, and the lines of communication are always open.
I don't know about that.
But the options aren't open.